G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 37 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is all about the Commando reinforcement cycle and the courses that you're going to be doing on the Rio cycle. And we'll touch on SAS as well. But just to jog your memory, if you don't already know, let's look at the pathway to get to Rio, all right? So firstly, you're going to join the Army. Then you're going to join the military, okay? Because you can do selection from any branch, okay? So you're going to join the military. You're going to go through basic training. You're going to go through your initial employment training, any branch, okay? Air Force, Navy, Army. And then you're going to do your time in the regular military. Again, Army, Navy, Air Force, full-time, part-time. Obviously, if you're going to be going DRS, then after your infantry training, after your IETs, you're going to be going to the School of Special Operations, right? Where you'll be doing your pre-selection course, or you'll be waiting to do your pre-selection course. For everyone else, once you do your time in the Army and you apply, you can also do that pre-selection course, okay? And anyone can do that. It's a good course because it's going to prepare you for selection, okay? Then you do your entry test, all right? Then get through that, you start your selection course, and then that's going to go, currently it goes to 19 days. Pass that, and you get a shot at Rio, all right? And Rio for commandos at the minute is around 12 months, right? And let's look at the courses that you're going to be doing on Rio or throughout that 12 months, right? Things like the human performance optimization training, right? And that also includes a recovery week. So that's a really good course. That's new. I didn't do that when I went through, and the guys are really enjoying that. You get a lot out of that. SF roping, right? So if you're doing abseiling and climbing and setting up all your equipment there, learning everything about roping. So that's a really good course. You do your SF airborne roping as well. So things like rappelling, caving ladder extraction, so things out of a helicopter, okay? In and around helicopters in regards to roping. You also do your SF weapons, okay? So a lot of different weapons you'll cover. I'm not going to go through all those now, but some really cool weapons that you're going to be going through. You're going to be doing your commando team tactics. Again, that's sort of a new one for me. I didn't do that when I went through, but that's basically learning all the tactics you're going to be required of you and learning how to operate in a commando team, right? Then you're also going to be doing your AECQB, your SF Advanced Close Quarter Battle course, and your Urban Operations course, and they're generally one, all right? And they've got a new fancy name for that now. But they're your tough courses, okay? And I'd say most people who fail Rio fail the AECQB Urban course, okay? So that's a really tough course for a number of different reasons, but you definitely want to be ready for that. And I actually go through that in detail in my program, like how to prepare for that. I don't teach tactics or anything like that. I wouldn't be allowed to, and it's not so much you don't want to go into something like that with any sort of preconceived notions anyway and bad habits. You just want to pick up what they're putting down, but it is a really tricky course. Like a lot of the courses on Rio, they are tough, but it's such a fucking great time because you're learning all the skill sets that you wanted to, that's what's brought you to special operations. So it's really great. It's not as physically hard on Rio, but it's certainly mentally harder. Or mentally as hard as, or different really from selection, but course after course after course, and you're being assessed constantly, can't keep up. You've only got so much time to teach you on that specific course, can't keep up, you get binned, better come back next year if you get another shot. But other courses, okay, you do your SF Close Quarter Fighting course, that's a really cool course as well. Commando DEMS and Breaching, okay, you probably do, everyone will do a basic one, and then you can specialize in that as well, and that's what I do, specialize in DEMS, that's fucking awesome. You'll do your SF basic parachute course, all right? So your static line, all right? The parachute's now way better, the T11. The drop weight, the fall rate is a lot better than the old T10s. So look forward to that. You also do your water mod, okay? So jumping into water or landing in water, okay? You'll also do the Commando Amphibious Operators course, which is a really tough course, okay? It's a tough course on Rio, certainly. And then you'll also do probably a first aid, like combat first aiders course or a commando signalers course, okay? And then your specialty courses or your DEMS course, okay? And then also now, I think the guys are also doing the SF combat and survival course or combat survival course. Again, I didn't do that when I went through, but that apparently is a really good course, okay? They're all different courses you're going to do on Rio. If you talk about that commando Rio anyway, if you're talking SASR Rio, I haven't done SASR Rio, so I'm only going by what I'm told. But they'll do a lot of the same courses as Commando, okay? So you'll do, well, their Rio is 18 months long. They'll do things like roping and obviously weapons and urban operations and ACQB. they'll do their basic parachute course and a combat survival course as well. So very similar to commandos. However, they'll also do things like their patrol course. They all get qualified in free fall, SSR Rios, whereas in commandos, that's a specialty course after you get your Barrow. They also do their specialist courses, so vehicle operators course or their dive course. Okay, so SSR have a subsurface capability, dive capability, or subsurface water capability. We don't, all right? So generally, we're above surface and we would use the Navy divers if we needed them for that, which would be generally on team, okay? So that's where we work with the divers on team to do the subsurface capability. All right, so that's on Rio, all the courses you'll do on Rio, probably a few others there, and that's probably, they're probably adding to that as well. Over the years, they will. After you pass Rio, right, you get your Barrow, you get badged. Obviously, there's some awesome courses you're going to be doing in the unit as well, right? So things like, in particular for commandos, things like your advanced driving course, that's really great, and you'll utilize that certainly on team. You can do your mortar course, language courses, there's options or opportunities for that, and 12-month courses, right? So that's a fucking great opportunity and good skill to have. Do your dog handlers course. You could do mountain and cold weather operations. You could do your sniper course. Okay, again, for those who have probably listened to my podcasts in the past, you know, sniper for me, that was definitely one of the toughest courses I did in commandos, as well as ACQB course. Point to note, if you are a sniper already, if you go to your other infantry, or I think AGs do sniper course as well, so you might be qualified as a sniper in the regular military or regular army or air force. If you go to SF and then you want to do it, you have to do the SF sniper course, which is a few other modifications and add-ons to there. So that would still set you up well. If you're going to become a sniper in infantry, for example, still go that route, definitely do it. You just have to do it again in SF. But if you've already passed it in the regular army, you're probably going to pass it in SF. All right. Other things you could do, other courses once you're in, ARP course, which is the Armed Response Protection Team course, or the Close Protection course. And you can also do things like JTAC, okay? So the Joint Terminal Attack Control. So they have what they call Force Squadron now. A lot of guys probably know what Force Squadron is. With their bait, they are JTACs. You can actually do that as an operator in to Commando or SAS, okay? So again, I haven't done that course, but it's a really fucking tough course. SASR, they also have different specialty courses that I don't really know about. And you'll just have to wait to find out and get the Barrow. Find out exactly what they are. Okay, so there are further courses you can do once you're in, once you pass Rio, once you get badged. Okay, further points to remember or to consider: Rio is tough. All right, like I said, it's not physically as demanding as selection, obviously, but it is mentally tough. It's mentally draining. All right, up to 20-30% of guys fail. So as everyone has already passed selection, 20-30% of those guys fail Rio. All right, so you really have to be ready for that and be ready to learn and have everything else in place as well when you're going through Rio. No other distractions, no other life distractions. Have to make sure your family, all that situation is good to go. Not going out and getting on the piss all the time and then being, you know, under weather or not at your best on Monday when you've got your ACQB course to do, for example. So you've got to get that balance right. Okay, but what you could do now is also start your preparation, right? Start preparation in regards to things that you could do now or experiences that you can be exposed to now that's going to help you on Rio. So all your things like your skydiving course and climbing and abseiling courses, scuba diving, driving, you know, you could do defensive driving courses. You could do weapons courses, but in regards to that, you got to look at the instructors, okay? Because you don't want to be getting taught bad habits or the wrong drills. And then having to try and unlearn those. So if you're going to do weapons courses or pistol courses or long range shooting, look at the instructors and you really want to go with the next unit guy, next Australian SF operator if you're going to go down SF route. Okay. You want to get comfortable with learning. Okay. You want to be in that learning mode and understand what works for you in regards to learning, because that is what Rio is about. It's picking up the information and cementing it and learning it quickly. Because you've only got a small amount of time on each course, and you can't pick it up with that time frame, you're off. okay, better luck next time. So things like learning a language, but there's certain other things you do. Anything that you're learning, anything that you have to learn and cement in your brain, that's going to help in regards to trainability. So there's various different things you could do there. Language would be one of them. But also put yourself in stressful situations and uncomfortable situations and get good at learning how to control your stress, okay? So being able to practice your stress management strategies, it's great to know some of them and know a bunch of them. You've got to fucking practice them in those stressful situations to know what works for you and what doesn't. All right, so they're further points to consider. It'll help set you up for Rio, all right? So that's it for this episode. Nice and quick one in regards to the courses that you're going to go through on Rio, okay? Like I said before, Rio is a fucking great time. Right, you're doing all the cool stuff that you wanted to join SF for. I mean, I did more cool shit in the first 3 months of Rio than I did in 5 years in the army. All right, so it's absolutely worth it. You just want to start preparing yourself now. And obviously, if you need any help with that, that's all I do. Prepare dudes for Special Operations Selection. So make sure you get contact. Check out operatoredge.com/selection, or you can just go to my homepage and there's a bunch of information there. So make sure you get reach out and get in contact. Email me anytime, reese@operatoredge.com, or submit one of the forms on my website, or message me on Instagram, even reese_Dowden, and we'll go from there. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But that's it for this episode of the podcast. Hope you got a lot out of it. Hit me up with any questions, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.